What if I told you that for the second time in history, two of the nation's most intriguing programs matched up in a battle on the gridiron that for one fall Saturday captivated the college football world? Does that sound like something you might be interested in? I'm Michael Newman. This is 69 for 69.
'71 had Oklahoma versus Nebraska. 2006 had USC Texas in the Rose Bowl. And 2018 had Rutgers at Kansas. But before we talk about the game itself, it's important to understand the buildup. For more on that, let's get back to your host, Michael Newman.
On one side, you had Rutgers, the premier school in the nation's most desirable state, New Jersey. A school many people call the Princeton of New Jersey, coming off of a dominant week one victory over Texas State. And a close loss at Ohio State in which they actually outscored the Buckeyes 3-0 during a four-minute stretch in the third quarter. On the other side, Kansas, a program with a combined 5 national championships in the two major sports. A program that so far in the season, excluding FCS games, had 0 losses. So with these two storied programs meeting up in such a big game, it might not surprise you to hear that the action was extremely intense. It was so intense that, judging by the Nielsen ratings, most fans couldn't bear to watch. It probably also won't surprise you to hear that the pregame trash talk between fans in the parking lot was as intense as the game action. And 69 for 69 Productions was live at the scene to hear it all. That and more coming up right after the break. This 69 for 69 is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Finding qualified job candidates is hard, but ZipRecruiter has helped dozens of universities find just the right fit to lead their football program. When Kansas sought relevancy, ZipRecruiter found them Les Miles. When Liberty sought an athletic director and head coach that shared their core value of hypocrisy, ZipRecruiter found them Ian McCaw and Hugh Freeze. And even when Rutgers fired Chris Ash for going 1-11 in year 3, they used the world's largest job network, ZipRecruiter, to find their next... What?
Chris Ash is actually still
the
coach.
They didn't fire him?
Yeah, no. Yeah, for sure.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
One interaction that we had in the parking lot tailgate with a Rutgers fan perfectly captured the intensity of the discourse between these two fan bases leading up to the game. Take a listen.
Hey, what are you doing at this tailgate with that blue shirt? You a Kansas fan, punk?
What? No, this is Aqua.
That's a fancy microphone. What's that for?
I'm recording a documentary podcast. Going around, I'd like to hear your thoughts, actually, on the narrative surrounding...
Hey, fancy boy, why do Kansas players eat cereal straight from the box?
I don't know why.
Because they choke when they get near a bowl. Forget about it. Hey, how come all the trees in Missouri lean to the west?
How come?
Because Kansas sucks, get it? Hey, I'm walking here.
No one even bumped into you.
Seriously, all these Kansas fans are rude as hell. They're making fun of New Jersey. I don't like it.
Literally, all you've done is make fun of Kansas. I mean, don't you think you're being a little bit hypocritical?
Hey, the only hippo I'm critical of is Mark Mangino. That guy looks like Chris Christie after Thanksgiving dinner, if you know what I mean. Get out of here.
I do.
No, seriously. Get the fuck out of here.
But I think that's enough buildup. Let's get to the actual game. Do you hear that? Silence. That's what you're hearing right now. Would you believe that I recorded that during the fourth quarter of the Rutgers-Kansas game? But was this silence the result of a packed house in disbelief of the most beautiful game they'd ever seen? Or the result of a mostly empty stadium? The team here at 69 for 69 investigates. This 69 for 69 is brought to you by Casper. A paranormal expert stays in an abandoned house, populated by 3 mischievous ghosts and 1 friendly one. Casper, available on VHS. The game started with Kansas taking an early 3-0 lead, and Art Sitkowski, star quarterback for Rutgers, was looking to answer that score. The first big pressure third down play of the game. The crowd was silent, with anticipation. He drops back, and the pass is in the air. But let's back up a little bit. Who is this already legendary Rutgers player, Art Sitkowski? Well, he's the quarterback who throws one of the most catchable balls in all of college football. Rumors of just how catchable they are have emanated from Rutgers' program ever since he set foot on campus. But I wanted to hear for myself, so I went straight to the source, his teammates.
Perfect spirals, they come straight to me almost every time.
One after another, I heard the same story.
I get 5 or 6 balls thrown my way every practice, and it lands so softly on my hands.
Their eyes lit up as they spoke about it.
Usually I'm not expecting it, but boom, right between the numbers.
And those clips were just 3 Rutgers players, but I can assure you we heard similar sentiments from all of the defensive backs. But let's get back to the game. That Art Sitkowski pass that was in the air, it was intercepted and returned for a touchdown.
And now, a paid advertisement from Rutgers Athletic Director Patrick Hobbs.
As many of you know, I sent a letter to all of our fan, (S), explaining my decision to retain Chris Ash. I'd like to read that letter to you now. Dear fan, (S), I understand your frustration, but step one of Coach's plan was always to burn this program to the ground. You look up Ash in the dictionary, it's the powdery residue left after the burning of a substance. Well, the substance I'm burning makes me think this program is headed to the top. You might as well call him Coach Ash Ketchum, because he's looking to take Big Ten opponents by the balls. And by God, he's going to catch them all. Sincerely, Rutgers Director of Athletics, Patrick Hobbs. P.S. Please send money.
Let's get back to the game. Down 17-7 in the second quarter, Rutgers was looking to stage their comeback. And that's when Art Sitkowski threw his signature catchable ball.
Kansas has another pick. Mike Lee looking for a lane to the end zone. He's going to cut it back and he's got a convoy. Lee stumbles and stays on his feet and navigates into the end zone. Touchdown!
But in Art's defense, the defender wasn't simply waiting there on a crossing route. He came from absolutely nowhere.
Holy smokes, Mike Lee was just sitting there waiting for that crossing route.
But Art kept firing. Down 31-14 in the third quarter, he let it fly once again.
Sitkowski double pumps and then is picked again. Third interception today for Kansas.
Try as they might to catch up, Rutgers could never muster a comeback. When all was said and done, a total of 69 points had been scored. And the scoreboard read Kansas 55, Rutgers 14. Despite the victory, Kansas would go on to narrowly miss the college football playoff because of a loss at number 6 Oklahoma, along with 8 other losses. But that didn't matter on September 15th, 2018. All that mattered was that Kansas had won the game of the century.
Thanks for listening to 69 for 69 Podcasts. This episode was produced by the College Football Bros. But as always, we expect Bill Simmons to take the credit.